Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The nephew's in the building with today's prank phone call. What you got, Nev?
Bring my breast back.
Hey, what?
Look at me when I'm talking to you. Bring my breast back.
Wow. Talking about chick. What are you talking about, nephew? Yeah.
We ain't talking about no chick. If I done bought you some breasts and we break up, them still my breasts.
You're stupid.
Bring my breast back.
You're stupid. For real.
Run it.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Oliver. Yeah, this him. Hey, you married, you engaged to Madison, right?
Yes, I am. There's a problem with it or something? What's up?
No. My name is Ricky, man. Have you heard about the last person that she was engaged to?
Well, she kind of spoke briefly about you.
Okay, but you know what, man? First of all, let me just say this. Congratulations, okay? Let me be the first to say that. Congratulations for y'all getting engaged, and I hope it worked with y'all.
Okay.
Okay. Here's why I call. We got a situation at hand that we kind of need to clear up between you and I. So,
okay, what is it?
Me and you got a little conversation we need to have about property.
Well, we talking about property. What property? The property we live in? What are you talking about? This is my property.
Okay, no, I'm not talking about your house or nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
I got some property over there that belong to me, and I'm trying to figure out how we can rectify the problem.
Well, I'm quite sure if it's something I can pack up or whatever, you can come get it. I have no problem. What do you have over here in my house that's yours?
Okay, the actual breast that she had belonged to me.
The breast?
I bought her some breast implants.
Man, I ain't know nothing about no breast implants.
Okay, you may not know nothing about it, but the bottom line is I spent $10,000 on some breast implants, and I want my property back.
Buddy, man, you're not getting back. What are you talking about? Breast implant? I ain't know nothing about that, man.
Hey, man, I understand you're not knowing about it, but I'm calling you like a man explaining it to you, and I'm trying to let you know. I bought her some breast implants. Now, that's my property. Now, just like when it don't work out with an engagement don't work out, you want your ring back. Well, I want my breast back.
Oh, no, man. If you had gave her a ring, you can get that back, but that's just some man, what do you, I mean, come on, man, you ain't get back.
Hey, man, I'm getting them back, or I'm going to be over there every other week being happy with what I done bought.
No, that ain't what's going to happen. No, little brother, that ain't going to happen there. I don't know what you're calling for. About $10,000, the breast implants, you ain't getting you come over here if you want to. When you with somebody, when you lose them, you lose every damn thing you paid for. So if you bought us some you're dumb should have bought the when you got married. You know what I'm saying? You should have waited then bought the damn so them mine. I'm going to be over here. That's what I'm going to do with your breast implants. So your money was well spent. You ain't getting back. Move on in your life.
Hey, man, you don't tell me when I'm supposed to buy something. I buy something when I feel like it. But the bottom line is them breasts belong to me. Somebody's going to pay me $10,000 one way or the other.
Oh, no. You ain't getting nothing back here, man. You got to move on with your life, man. When y'all broke up, y'all wasn't together no more than left with her. She walked away with him, man. That's it. That's over. I'm sorry.
Hey, let me say something to you, man. I'm coming over there and have a conversation with Madison about this, because that's who I evidently I need to talk to.
No, you're not talking to nobody over here. You're talking to me like you say man to man. I'm letting you know, man, you're lost. You're lost, man. You don't get nothing. I ain't even get my number. You get my, let me get your number so I can call you back when she on her way home.
My number on the breath.
Your number on the breath, $10,000. That's your number. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to check it. I'm going to show check it, and I'm going to look at it every day because you ain't getting nothing back, brother. Them mind, you lost, man. It's over.
Let me ask you this, man. Have you even bought the ring from Madison yet?
Yeah, I bought the ring. That's what you do when you get engaged. I paid. The ring is bought, brother. Why are you worried about my ring?
How much ring cost?
About $8,000-$9,000. That's a nice ring.
See that? The breath costs more than the damn ring. You're a cheap little man.
Man, you, man. I mean, I just bought the ring. You talking about, look, dude, she gone. Them breasts ain't yours no more, man. You don't get back here. If it was a ring, a pair of shoes or something, I'd give you that back. So what now? What now?
Hey, man, all I'm going to say is this here. I'm going to come over there and have a conversation with Madison about my breath, because the breath belongs to me.
You're not coming over here and getting nothing. She ain't even here, but you can bring your over here. You come over here with your chest pushed out, I'm going to push it back in for your brother. Them gone.
I got two breasts over there. Each of them is $5,000, and I want both up.
Man, look, you ain't getting. Man, who the is you? You call every ex-girlfriend you break up with wanting back?
I call the ones that I done bought breasts for.
Thank you. That's a good damn wedding gift, I guess.
Hey, don't. Let me tell you something. Don't you touch my damn breasts. You hear me?
Man, look here, man. I don't know who the hell, man. I even get on my line, man. Who is this?
I'm the person that owned the breasts. Do you know who this is?
Man, you don't own nothing over here, man. You didn't took a loss on there, brother. You didn't took a straight loss on there, man. You got me up, partner. Who the is this, man? You lost your mind calling my phone.
I'm going to tell you right now who this is, partner.
Yeah, well, who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl Madison got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man, you boy, you ain't. That's cold, boy. You cold, man. Hey, somebody, but tell me this. They real, are they?
How the hell I know? You're supposed to know what you marry. I don't know if they. Why are you asking me if they real?
I don't know. I'm still what you told me. You bought some. Man, you still got me messed up.
Real or fake, you sound like that.
Well, y'all come, man. Y'all need to stop that, man. But I listened to you, and last few, you gotta laugh my off. I never thought I'd get got.
Hey, Oliver, what's the baddest radio show, man?
Steve Harvey Money Show. That's the truth. You got me good, man. You got me good, man.
So I'm the only one been in a breast situation. Is that what we say?
Yeah.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All that.
Plastic surgery, yeah.
You want them back.
Yeah. You know how much breast here?
Yeah, but
you know how much breast.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, no, I'm lovely, actually.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. I'm just trying to tell you, do you know how much they costing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have an idea. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Expensive. But she's not going to give them back to you, so forget all that.
I'm just saying, I want them back.
You want to read? You can want them all you want. Now, Junior, will you help the rest of us out and do Tommy, please?
Oh,
we
yeah.
can laugh.
Huh? What?
Come on.
Come on.
I'm the only one that never had your breast situation.
Come on, man.
Huh? I wasn't. What?
Boy, you
come on, get him. Get to him.
Boy, I couldn't believe it.
I can't hear you.
You is masterful.
What?
It is masterful what you do.
Shirley Cole, I don't hear y'all.
Hey, you were good. Ooh, you were good.
Huh? Thank you much. Because stupidity come around once a year.
That's what I live for. That's what I live for.
Get his girl in life.
You do Tommy better than love Tommy does Tommy.
You come out to pray, you're going to ask you a question. Get ready for the answer.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm the only one. I ain't know I'm the only one.
Yes, you are.
I'm the only one being the best
answer. Yes, you're
the only one. With that. Then you got to go with, come on, wasn't that everything?
Huh? Yeah, man.
Huh? Wasn't that everything? What? King of praise, ain't it? That's what I do. I king of praise. Huh? Yeah. How y'all don't see this? That's on us now.
Boy, you dressed.
How y'all don't see this?
I don't see how they came.
Just egging them on.
I don't even see how they came.
How y'all don't notice all this greatness over here?
Yeah.
this all this greatness.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Thank you, Junior, as nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.